So welcome everybody to 2013.
Yes.
Yay! We've all made it. This is our first call of the year. This is the Clarion Temple of Oneness call with Walking Terra Krista and Mel and Mike, and we have special guest Kellen with us. And it's going to be pretty exciting. So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000
unified whole online.
01, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 142, 143, 144. Just feel that frequency. Welcome it in for our group call. We also call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma with the Platinum Net. Totally infiltrate us as we breathe in. As we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower frequency vibrations that are not of the Christ consciousness. Then we call upon Saint Germain, the Violet Flame, to purify and transmute anything that could not be removed because something in our four-body system is not willing to let it go. And then the Pink Flame from Paul the Venetian, love and compassion, to fully fill in any areas that have been removed for full regeneration and restoration. And then we call up the Golden Light, the Christ Light from Lord Buddha, for ourselves and for the group, spinning around us in a clockwise direction from our soul star to our earth star. And it forms a pyramidal-like structure around us. And we place spiritual mirrors on each face of the pyramid to reflect back anything not of the Christ consciousness back to source. This is also the frequency of the 144th dimensional frequency of the unified whole. And here is Miller Essie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. This is our first call since our Christmas gathering call. The first of the new year, and we're trying to find a balance within this new year. Let's just take a deep breath as we bring in the oxytonal alignment. Kellen's going to ring the bell for us first. Put out your intentions of what you are needing at this moment for this week. Thank you. Let's all take a deep breath. As we bring in the frequencies of light from the 144th dimension through our Antarkarana bridge, colors upon colors of light coming into our full body system, breathing deeply into the crown, the third eye, spinning in a clockwise manner all these frequencies of light that you are. The throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, spinning down your limbs into your knees, activating flexibility, your ankle stability, and your feet. Into the earth stars, the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously. Feel these frequencies of light blending within you and out of you as we activate the thymus gland with all the others. Your higher self is being activated within your physical structure at this time. It is up to you to hold on to this frequency of light as much as possible. As your higher self now is going to ignite the seafoam green through the earth star and the soul star as it spins around us and within us. Feel your Merkaba vehicle of light activating in this moment. As that spins in a clockwise manner. Breathing deeply. We're now going to spin from this plane of existence into the multi-universal level where we're going to go to the Clarion Temple of Oneness for our meditation this evening. Feel yourself moving out of the earth plane energy into the etheric earth, moving upwards into the solar level, the galactic level, into the universal level, and then the multi-universal level. Breathing deeply. We see we have landed in a field of flowers. There's a rainbow bridge in front of us, which is our walkway to the Clarion Temple of Oneness. We walk across the rainbow bridge. The colors and the frequencies of light that we see are many different levels. You may see elementals, angels, frequencies that you usually do not see on the earth plane. We walk up the garden pathway. We hear the running water, the waterfall in the distance, and the running stream. As now we walk up the steps to the Clarion Temple of Oneness. We see Archangel Michael's warriors at the gate of the doorway, and we acknowledge them. And we are greeted by Yamtia, who is our spokesbean, is our guide, taking us down into the temple, who was prayed. Yamtias is now activated with his higher self. As we walk down into the steps of the amphitheater, there's a bluish, silverish hue of light. As now we're going to enter and walk down to the first row, as we feel the angelic presences and the frequencies of light coming in. Take a seat and feel the essence of these beautiful angels. We're starting with a new format. Starting tonight, and this is all new to me, just as it is new to you. But the angelic presences want to bring forth their frequencies first, as they used to do a very long time ago. So they will come in first and foremost, and then they will open up the doorways for the Divine Mother and Father God to share their message. And then our leader this evening, our spiritual leader that will be speaking, will come through. We also want to ask any individuals that have passed over to fully come into the overseeing booth if you've never been here before. And two, we want to acknowledge all the souls that have been coming here and that some of them may be new. And thank you for coming to this most glorious temple. As we look around the amphitheater, see there are many souls upon souls, opening up your third eye to feel your connection to many other levels of creation. As now we will bring forth the angelic presences of the Ophanium, the Cherubim, the Seraphim, and overlighted by the Elohim. We are the divine presences of the angelic. We of the angelic presences just want to express our deep gratitude and our deep love for being here, for being in the space that you are, and also to allow your own angelic presence to unfold. Our format is changing in just a very small way, only because it has been decided by the higher frequencies that not only do each of you need to acknowledge your spiritual self, your soul's essence, but also to help you with your angelic self. This is going to help you bring in the parts of your divine essence, your divine being, and that you may not be acknowledging through the frequencies of light in your physical existence. As you are now becoming more multidimensional, the multidimensional energies are very important. Allowing the experiences to fully come into a full completion into your physical structure. So it is the start of a new format for this meditation in this glorious temple of light. And we want to express our deep love and gratitude for taking the chance for rising yourself into the physical structure and the human soul and letting go of your angelic self into this existence, but in this moment to also allow it to unfold within you what you may have forgotten to truly exist within your heart. Breathing deeply, let us just expand our energies into each of you so that you can feel a portion of your own angelic self. Take a deep breath and feel our essence, feel our beauty. It is your beauty that we feel in this moment. With our divine pleasure, we now bring forth the energies of Divine Mother and Father God of the Catholic Church. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am that 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 I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Catholic Church. Breathe deeply as each of your frequencies have changed. We want to acknowledge the changes within you for this first meeting of this new year. There has been great reflection. There has been a lot of inner knowingness coming into each of you. And what we want to assist you with through this process is to continue these energies just as if 1221 was every day that we meet, so that you can ignite the power and the glory and the beauty that each of you is incorporating into your physical existence in these moments. It is our divine pleasure to see the enveloping light of the Christ consciousness within so many souls upon the planet. And what we want to assist you with is to help the balance to occur within each of you, your personal existence. This is an important facet because the frequencies of light and dark are starting to come into a melting pot. And when they come together in this way, it is very important to acknowledge where you have come, how you have gotten there, and allow the sense of where you are of the highest level of available existence to come fully within you. And we say to you, if you take the energies of 1221 and you bring them fully into the existence of your physical structure, it may be a bit of an overload. So what we want to help you experience is the full essence as the particles you have incorporated into your totality of your humanness at this point in time. The frequencies of the Christ consciousness have been embodied within every living organism of this earth. But it is like any new birth. When the birth first occurs, it is beautiful, it is enveloping, it is blissful. But when that exact moment of time shifts into the next moment of time, then the birth has already occurred. So what happens within the consciousness is you start to relax within the creation that has occurred. Each of you are going through this process now. That the creative source of energy that has enveloped within your molecular and cellular structure is going through an overhaul. And when it goes through this great change, it is reconstructing parts of yourself that have not fully been activated previously. This means not only the light, but the dark that is enveloped within your composition due to the many timelines that you have experienced in other lifetimes. So they have to come into full balance. And sometimes the lower aspects, the lower parts of your existence, can take you over more than the higher parts of existence. So what has occurred with the 1221 energy is you increased your frequency of light within that doorway of acknowledgement. But to hold on to the entire essence that your I Am presence is projecting within your physical body will cause great overload. There has been discussion that not as much of the frequency of this light has fully been embodied upon planet Earth. And truly, it has not. Because if you think of the ones around you that are at a lower density than you are, they will only be able to hold a flash. That means a blink of the eye. That's what they are receiving. And if they do not have the ability to tap more into that frequency through their own higher consciousness, then they're not going to be able to see that they are changing through that process. So their changes are going to take much longer than each of you that are able to tap into this light awareness that is occurring within your own molecular structure. But yet each of you cannot take it as much as you would like to because of your body not being able to hold that on an extended period of time. So what is resulting from this is that you feel a difference. You feel changes occurring within you, but you're going to have pockets of memory slack where you're going to forget that you must continually access this. It is like connecting to the spiritual world. When you want to access it, you allow your mind to go into another space to open up your higher consciousness. This will become a commonplace activity for every human upon this earth. But it takes practice, and it takes a knowingness, it takes wisdom and acknowledgement, which is most of society of this world does not have. So you are still a very much a minority. Because what can occur in this flash of moment is that an individual can bring in this frequency of light, but it will ignite other parts of their timeline to create lower egos, to create aggressiveness, to create parts of themselves that they have experienced previously, and that will create an illusion so that they are not fully accessing all levels of their continuance. They are only accessing very small parts, and those parts are so minute because they don't come fully within the physical body. It is like watching a movie and you see a scene and it flashes across you, and then the next scene completely changes. This is how quickly this frequency of light that is coming into every form upon the planet. So what we want to help you with is to expand your field, expand your energies, so that we increase more of the light quotient within your bodily structure, the love quotient, so that you can hold on to it more. And it does not mean that when you receive it that you're going to hold on to all that you would like to, because, again, the physical body has to become accustomed to this. And the most important factor with this is the grounding phase that goes along with this. So this is why the information that comes through is so much a part of the land and Gaia's energy to fully allow those frequencies to blend within the planetary structure, because the grids need the grounding also for the structure to contain itself and not be disruptive in certain geographic areas. So we want to hold those frequencies fully within the entire composition of Gaia's body and each of your bodies. So we say to you in this moment that whatever you're experiencing at the first part of this new year, please know that it's going to change. Your feelings will change, your thoughts will change, the energies that you are bringing in are going to change, because it is an ever movement. The entire composition that is being created within your field is allowing you to accept it and run through you. And what you cannot accept will go to outside of your field. But it's like being in a wave that will continually run through you. So the moments of inactivity, the moments that you feel the dizziness, the tiredness, almost like you're being in more than one place at the same time, it's because of all of these factors. And so your body actually becomes accustomed to receiving these frequencies. You are not going to be able to really feel as if you have arrived, because the other pockets that will be arising are the lower energies, the lower forms of your personality, of parts of yourself that you have carried with you in your soul's essence, and also individuals in your life that reflect what they have been onto you and vice versa. So there's a lot of change going on in many different ways. So we truly want to assist you to ground these energies deeply within your being so that you can fully accept your I Am presence. And that is our goal as Divine Mother and Father God through Mel Laresse. Grounding this energy is a very difficult facet, and that is just the beginning, because your I Am presence will take you to areas that you could never think up. And you are acting in the form of the oneness at that point and no longer within your just your individuality. But first, you must accept that oneness within your physical structure. So how do we bring forth the unity that is you into your physical being that is used to just going one way during this lifetime? Well, this is what we want to assist you with in especially this first trimester of this year, of the next 3 months. We have come into the experience of allowing the Christ consciousness to be within us. And we want you to take a look at your thoughts, we want you to take a look at your feelings, in each given moment, and see the structural energy that is happening to you. Is there ups and downs with these levels? And we say to you that is good, because if you are moving into a higher state and then you go into a lower state and you realize that that is not the right space, you get back into that higher state again, then you're accessing both levels of your duality to bring it into full oneness. The Christ consciousness activating upon this earth is something that has never been acquired before on a planetary level. So each of you are experiencing elements in a quite different than you would have been before. And each of you are making the roles as you go along. But what we want to help you with starting this evening is to expand these energies within you And also remove the parts that you no longer need, because it's going to help you with the balance. The balance of accessing more elements within your initiation process is going to allow your field to expand into completely different ways than you've ever experienced previously. So let us help you with this now and bring that forward. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun. Embrace each of you as our sons and daughters of our children that have stepped into this knowingness. Yes, you have a knowingness, so we'd like each of you to take a deep breath into that knowingness that is outside of your field, that is within your heart, where it is within the completeness that you fully are. Now just settle into this frequency. Allow the frequency to blend within you. Take the highs and the lows as you need them. Whatever you do not need, leave it. Allow it not to come within you. Just embrace whatever frequencies and waves of light that are flowing within you at this time to assist you in this process. And this is a process. We want to reiterate within you that this is not easy at all of what you are doing, and the fact that many words have spoken that the Christ consciousness did not happen, that it is not as intense, that I have not ascended into another realm of frequency. Believe me, you already have. You truly have, because you've moved out of that third dimensional reality into the fourth dimensional essence. Now is when the true work is going to happen. At the spring equinox, we're going to have more information for you, because we need to see how it's all going to unfold within the planet, within the light workers that are holding this light, and to be able to expand it to others. It is our divine pleasure to assist you in this process and for you to step ahead and allow this frequency of light to be you completely within all aspects of your being. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, and the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, fully, fully embracing you and at your service, always and forevermore. We are one. Let's take a moment. I'm not quite sure who the speaker is. There's a lot of different energies that are stepping forward. So just feel the waves and the waves of light and breathe through that. You may want to do some ahs like we've done before and just accept this frequency. allowed to go to parts within your structure, physically, emotionally, mentally, or etheric, that may need to hold more light or to release the old elements as they are no longer needed. So we allow those light frequencies to completely tune into the highest light that your body can handle, working fully with your higher self through this process. Greetings. We are very happy to have been chosen for this first meeting. We come to you as the series. From the councils of light, of the ones that have fully accepted their light, as we watch over each of you as you're going through this process of initiation on a completely different level than you ever have experienced before. This is because your timelines are coming together. Your initiation process is going much faster as more elements come into play and you accept your vulnerability. You accept the parts of yourself that you no longer need and become the beacon of light upon this earth. We watch over you with great conviction, with great heart-centeredness, compassion, and love. And we ask of you to allow yourself to feel the waves of light that are coming into your essence. As in this moment, we're going to help you transfer light codes within your physical essence to help you, because as you become a galactic human, something that has never been done before, even for the ones that are starseeds and have come into human form, most have not fully activated the light codes from the other essences of the galactic forms into the physical form. And how is this going to assist you in these moments? Well, it's going to assist you to understand that this earth, where you are now, is not the component of what you are truly from. It is the aspect of being that you have traveled here, many of you, many times over and over. But what you are bringing within that is your knowledge and your wisdom from another frequency of light to assist you to ground the parts of yourself that you're having trouble in receiving. And it's not that you're having trouble in receiving the light codes, you're having trouble in grounding them. And this is because there are pockets, as Divine Mother and Father God have shared, of denser areas that it takes some time for them to get through. And it also is a combination of you remembering that this is only truly what you deserve and not the lower density. Many of you do not remind yourself of this. Have a tendency to fall back into your old thought forms and your patterns that say you are not good enough or you're not doing something at the best of your ability, because in that moment you may be challenged by other elements coming into your psyche, coming into your consciousness. Remember, and I shouldn't say remember, because it's probably because you don't remember, but it's an important aspect to bring forth into your existence, to know that the Earth is becoming a galactic Earth. That is truly what the new Earth is. It is representative of oneness that is representative of all forms of life upon that earth. Each of you must embody this first. Now, I'm not saying every human in the planet is going to be able to accept this, because a lot of humans are looking outside of themselves for proof that we are available for them in whatever galactic form. But in truth, what needs to be done is for you to allow the accessibility of the light codes in information, geometric patterns, number sequences, different thought forms that are not of the divinity of your knowledge as a human, but of your divinity as your knowledge as a galactic energy that is starting to come into your focus. And I'm trying to put all of this into words in the short amount of time that we have, because there's an understanding that many of you may have a hard time in grasping that you're a galactic human. Some of you may not realize that the timelines that you have, and not just being in a body in another life form, but the travels that you have done. Each of you standing in this moment as a light worker is being acknowledged of all the multidimensional possibilities that you have within you, or else you would not stand at the forefront. You would be waiting for the other ones to help you. This is your role. You are going to assist the others, but you must first assist yourself, and the process of creation that has happened with the Christ consciousness. It's the Christ consciousness is all multi-levels of creation of the Christ that we are together, of the Christed energy of our oneness, of our creation. We have fallen into these different categories because that was the plan, that many would come together, would go into separate places and then come back together in oneness and be able to bring all life forms into the unity in the creation that we are and be able to reflect upon those creative processes. This is a complicated element that's occurring at this time. And humanity is still going to be very concerned about what they want to see, what proof they want. They want proof of the intergalactics. They want proof of the money system. They want proof of everything changing. But the proof must come within themselves first, because faith is a very strong emotion. When each individual soul has faith, that creates the proof. And this is something that our society does not understand. And that is why you are the planet that everyone looks upon, because of what you are doing from your raw beginnings, moving into a galactic planet, an intergalactic energy that incorporates all life forms and all levels of existence, as it once did before. This is what you are incorporating within you, as the angelic presences are trying to share with you also. We want to share with you the openness. When you allow yourself to be open, what you shall receive within yourself. Let's take a moment and receive this frequency of light, because this is going to assist the rest of the souls upon this planet in this moment, because this is going to reverberate through the temple, through the airwaves, into the core of the earth, into Gaia, so that all will feel this frequency in some form or another. They may not understand it, that they will feel it. So let us take a moment and receive the light codes. Now, these light codes are not programmed to do anything, but to be activated through your own I Am Presence and higher self. So there are multi-dimensional light codes that we're going to bring through Malarese. And those light codes, you will receive the ones that are important for you. So be prepared to watch how you're feeling the next few days. Your dream state, your meditation, or just through your mind's eye, see many different forms of life coming into your existence. As you do this, you'll open your field up even further. Then the light codes that you are receiving are going to be transplanted by your higher self into the aspect of your being for you to receive whatever knowledges and whatever timelines working with the intergalactics or being an intergalactic to fully incorporate these essences into your physical cavity. Now, as you look in the temple, you may see symbols, forms, light frequencies, all kinds of colors. It may come in the shape of numbers. It may come in the shape of letters. It may come in the shape of geometric shapes. It may be all aspects. You may see frequencies of light just spinning down. Just allow it to come within you whenever you need to accept. And what it's going to do is, it's going to come through your higher self into light formations where the areas you have released that you no longer need are now going to fill up. Now we allow this energy to expand outside of the temple. It moves outside of the temple into the hemispheres, into the life forms, and moving it down into all the levels. It goes up to the cosmic, it goes up to the universal, up into the unified whole, down in through the multi-universal, into the universal, into the galactic, into the solar, into the earth, and now it's commenting. The sweet solar systems, and then solar systems upon solar systems, as now we come into oneness with this frequency of life. Breathing through this. Just feel whatever you want to feel. You may feel the laughter that is coming in because we're very happy. This is what we bring forth in our essences and our counsels together. Allow yourself to receive exactly what you need and send it outwards, outside of your field. You're not going to hold on to it. Oh, just breathe. Breathe and allow yourself to smile, because in this state of being, nothing bothers you. Nothing bothers you. And I think this is what everyone is going to feel. We want the planet to feel this, because we are bringing everything together. This is how we assist each other in the series, life. We bring forth this element to each of you to expand your frequency outward. Now you can expand it because you're filled up completely within yourself. Breathing deeply. This is a perfect exercise to do when you have been removing timelines, removing parts of yourself you no longer need, because we need to remember that we are beauty and love and compassion and joy, and we smile within each other, and we bring forth all these essences together of all planetary life, of all galactic life, of all human life, all interplanetary life, to come together in this moment. Now we bring that energy back into the temple and just breathe into it. As we look around the room, we have now transferred ourselves. We've allowed the Christ consciousness that we are to blend within us, but the light codes have assisted in moving the frequencies. Because what happens is your bodies are holding on to so much light that you can't move it. And that's when you become overwhelmed with the energy, with your own energy, with the food and your sleep and those elements. This is why when you get into nature, you start to expand yourself outwardly, and that is when you start to feel better. Each of you are on an accelerated pathway, and this accelerated pathway is going to get more involved with each day that we go further into this year. We of the Syrian Council of Light are here to fully embrace you and thank you for the divine being that you are, so that we can come into oneness, so that we can come together with each of you within our blessings and our light. We smile deeply at each of you. Oh. Breathing deeply. Just allow the expansion, allow the frequencies. You may find after this meditation, you may want to sit and do some writing, doodling. You may not understand what you put down on paper, but I am feeling a lot of different symbols and information coming through. Try not to use your lower mind and expand upon it with your higher mind, because each of us is being assisted to go deeper into the expansive field that we are. Take a deep breath. As we stand up within the temple, we see all the angels with us. We see Divine Mother and Father God. We see the Syrian Council of Light. I want to thank the Syrian Council of Light. It was a surprise. And let us walk up the steps as we embrace all these beautiful souls together. Many are preparing to come to the new earth to be with us. And that's exciting. We bid our farewell to Yan Tias. You know, Archangel Michael's warriors, as we walk down the pathway to the garden pathway, embrace the energies that have happened. We walk across the Rainbow Bridge as we gather together in our group Merkaba, breathing deeply, spinning in a clockwise manner. We now leave the multi-universal level into the universal, into the galactic, spinning down into the solar, and then into the earth plane energy. Just expand upon it and intend now that you return to your present location. Feel your Merkaba just kind of like slowly down, like a spaceship, not spinning as deeply as it was. Feeling your legs and your arms and your fingers. And ground yourself. Please know that this frequency that has come through tonight, they're telling me that we probably will not understand what has happened to us. You can re-listen to the recording, but try not to figure it out with your lower mind. Allow yourself to be open in your dream state and your meditative state. And this is quite an exciting beginning. Thank you for being with us. I'm Christine Malaresa with my cadence.
Thank you, everyone.